Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to EOTM Radio, the show that brings you the news, the buzz, 411, and of course that E-True Hollywood story, as the sassy diva Sweet Tea says. Y'all, Carla B is here, my alter ego Carly. She is on vacation, so it's me, it's I am riding solo tonight, y'all. A couple of EOTM updates. If you are streaming live from EOTMradio.com, make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. Under the network, we have some very interesting segments lined up for you, coming your way from as far as the UK, Egypt, the Dirty South, a little bit of everything. So definitely you want to stay connected and make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. Also, EOTM Public Relations, we just recently launched a new marketing and branding campaign. So check it out, www.eotmmediagroup.com for the 411 on that. What I want to do right now, y'all, I want to take a, let's go ahead and glide into a quick song break, and we'll be right back with our featured guest. Hold tight.
Step into a world.
All of the monsters!
Stop!
fans. Love that song. Love me some KRS-One. And what's up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B. Tonight. Topic of the show is the perfect gangster from the streets to the hip hop industry. And we have, well, let me just put it like this first. What do you get when you have a hip hop DJ and a street hustler? I think you get the perfect gangster. What'd you get? And I have the pleasure of speaking with just that guy. This is actually the infamous, the renowned DJ Nectar. He is hanging tight with me tonight, y'all, to chat about his new book, The Perfect Gangster. So at this time, I do want to give some mad love to DJ Nectar. Welcome to EOTM.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks for giving us a portion of your evening. I know you are a mover and a shaker and you're doing a million and one things. But first off, for our global family, DJ Nectar, that may not have heard of you for whatever reason, I want you to, if you can please, enlighten them.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a DJ. I DJ on some of the biggest tours, Jay-Z tour, Lil Wayne tour, and I experienced a lot in life, and I pretty much just wrote a book about everything I've done, and that's who I am.
Okay, all right. And your book that just launched, I want to say Monday, titled The Perfect Gangster. I know that we've been putting like different links and stuff out, but for the people that are probably not online and social media and haven't read a synopsis or probably hadn't picked up your book, go ahead and share with them. Give them a really quick overview as far as this autobiography.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much my life. Like I said, I've DJed for pretty much every artist in the game. I've toured. I've done several tours. I've experienced a lot, and some bad, some good, some negative, some positive. I did the typical stuff that grimy people do. I did some type of dirt, and at one point in time, I did dirt around probably one of you guys' favorite rappers named Lil Wayne, and we got in trouble. I got in some trouble, and he talked a little about our situation to FBI agents, and that was pretty much what inspired me to write my book, because I saw him as a friend, and he did that, so.
Wow, that's pretty deep. I just heard about the Lil Wayne thing when I was reading the synopsis and some other things that I read about it online. I'm actually a really good friend of Lil Wayne's mother. She's actually in my house on multiple occasions in Atlanta. We did a couple of different events with her. So I was like, oh my God, I did not know. I'm definitely going to have to pick up the book, and you're going to have to get a little bit deeper in there and share that that stuff. I know that I was talking to a couple of people online today in regards to the book. Some people feel that it's kind of it's like an expose, if you will. Even though it's your autobiography, you are exposing some things. So I know you've probably got a little bit of a backlash on that, right?
Yeah, I got a lot. I get it every day. Probably a few listeners right now probably going to be talking a little bit. I get it every day. I'm pretty used to it now.
Right. So, I mean, what inspired you to write it was when Lil Wayne, went to the FBI and kind of shared some stuff.
Well, like, through that whole time period, like, it was last year, like, I went through a lot. I was involved in an attempted robbery. Somebody tried to take my life. I was in a wheelchair. I'm in a wheelchair. I have federal agents going through my house. And I was in a depressing time. And actually, it started off as like a suicide letter. And then it actually became into a short story. And I just put the story on the internet. And then my agent found me. And we turned it into a book.
Wow. That's what's up. Well, it definitely sounds like something that, I'm actually going to order my book. I should have pre-ordered it because I know you're sold out. So I know that we probably got some listeners that are listening in right now and maybe want to go ahead and find your book online. So go ahead and share with them the website.
And the website is www.theperfectgangster.com. It's everything spelled how it's spelled in the dictionary.
The Perfect Gangster. And
yeah.
That whole title, I mean, that title tells it all as or what it the book should be about, but it's not just about that title, The Perfect Gangster. There's so many intricate
right.
things that's you know, involved with that. So how did you come up with the title?
Well, the title is actually, it's not because I'm not trying to pitch to the world or to be gangster. I'm not trying to say I was the best gangster. It's actually the reason I named it The Perfect Gangster is because I'm trying to tell the world that being gangster is not always bad. It's basically saying the perfect gangster can inspire people and to change. The perfect gangster gets out of that lifestyle and changes. So that's pretty much why I call it The Perfect Gangster, because I'm different. I'm a changed person. I'm not doing any of them grimy things no more. That's pretty much what made me come up with that title.
Okay. All right. And I'm just going to throw some questions out there at you. You don't have to answer them if you don't want to. Just say you don't want to. But I know that you share as far as you, you know, honestly, you doing dirt also back then. You know, I
right.
mean, what kind of grimy things did you do? Because people, when you say grimy, that could be, you know, like anything. So can you elaborate a little bit on what
I
mean by that?
I sold drugs, and I had crew members that stole money. And
okay.
And if somebody needed to be hurt, then I'm quite sure they made that happen.
Okay. Wow. That's definitely what's up. It's not what's up, but I do appreciate your candidness, and I mean, it's your autobiography. You know, you got to keep it real. Let me ask you this, DJ Nectar, are you comfortable with us taking calls from listeners?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that this first caller, it may be someone affiliated with ETM out of Atlanta, area code 404-988. Who's this?
This is Saito. What's up?
What's up, girl? Does you want to share something or ask our guest, DJ Nectar, a question about his book?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know too much about it as far as your book, but I have heard about you. But can you just explain to me more about it and what was really going through your mind when you wrote your book? Excuse me.
What went through my mind, like I said, it started off as like a suicide note, and I just wanted to get off my chest everything that I've done that my family didn't know or a lot of my close friends didn't know. So it started off as like a suicide note or going away note, and it was just pretty much getting everything off my chest because I did a lot of stuff in my life that family members didn't know. Like I have family members that when I told them the name of the book, they were surprised.
Wow.
Like, did you feel as though, like, suicide note? Like, seriously, did you really want to kill yourself? Like, was life, you know what I'm saying, like, that devastating to the point where you really, really wanted to take your life? And as far as that suicide note, on my personal opinion, I just want to personally say that I'm kind of glad that you actually decided to write a book about it, because in a sense, like, you know, it kind of releases that probably like that anger and like that devastation that you were feeling. It was better that you wrote it than you just actually just keeping everything all inside and then just one day just decided, oh, I might just go ahead and blow my brains out. So I just want to go ahead and say congrats on expressing yourself and not letting it go to that extreme.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely agree also.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that you are going to, I'm sure that people will get, you know, something positive from this. Because, I mean, it's telling your story, and it takes
right.
courage to sit down and put it out there to the people. Did you have any more questions for him, say, too?
No, Carla, I'm going to just let you go ahead and get back. I just wanted to show some support, Carla.
Oh, girl. Thanks so much, girlfriend. Make sure you show some support to DJ Necked as well and get that book, cop that book on theperfectgangster.com. And, wow. And I love you to death, say, too. You always showing love and support. So you're doing
cool.
what you do, girl. All right. So
talk
anyway. Okay, girl.
All right.
And I'm getting hit up by different people and who wants me to express as far as the way they feel, but I'm not going to do it. If you guys want to share something with DJ Necked, you're going to have to call in yourself, 718-664-6543. We'll take one more caller. Right now, then we're going to get back into the questions. Area code 864-350. Welcome to the show. You're live. Hello. Did you have a question for DJ Necked? You are live on air.
Yeah. How you doing, DJ Necked?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. This is Keyshawn Durant, man, calling from South Carolina. I just want to know, what was it like growing up in Chicago?
Chicago is a cold city. I didn't do too much growing up in Chicago. I pretty much grew up everywhere.
Oh, okay. That's good, man. I've been checking out the website, theperfectgangster.com, man. It looks very interesting. I'm gonna cop that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
For calling in and showing support. I did read that you were born in Chicago. And I was in Chicago, too. I'm like, okay, is this my little cousin? And I don't know what's to be my little cousin or something. But, yeah, I saw that. But anyway, back to business. Let me ask you, what do you hope to change by writing this book, if anything? Are you trying to help maybe to change the minds or just hear your story?
I want to change because in the story, I also had a huge drug problem. There's a lot of good points in the story that help people figure out like why they shouldn't. And I mean, I still deal with the problem of doing drugs, weed, alcohol. I mean, but I'm still growing. Everybody grows, and that's pretty much. I want to be able to change people. One person. If I can change one person, then I'm pretty satisfied.
Right, and you're still pretty young yourself, and so let me ask you, what kind of advice are you wanting to offer, considering you writing this book and you've seen a whole lot of stuff within the industry? So what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to, a DJ that's coming up, a hip-hop DJ, or even a different genre DJ, whether it's, you know, coming up in the game in the entertainment industry? Share some advice that you can share their way. Yeah.
One thing I always say is never give up, and if you don't need money, it doesn't take big budgets to make your name, to get your name out there. It's just like find your niche, and that's all it takes. It's like a running back for a football team. All you gotta do is find the right little hole to drive through, and you get your touchdown. I mean, don't ever give up. It's pretty much, don't give up. And
right.
It doesn't take money.
So, what do you wish, someone would have told you when you were, just getting into the industry that you didn't know that could have, quite possibly, changed the way you went about doing things?
If somebody was don't burn bridges, that's one thing that I mean. But I pretty honest, I still have that problem. But that's pretty much don't burn any bridges. Keep every business relationship a good relationship, no matter what.
Right. Yeah, and that's key for a little bit of every part of the industry. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're gonna play a song by one of our good friends, Dante Rose, Hero. It's called Hero. Check it out, y'all. We'll be right back with more of DJ Nectar talking about his book, The Perfect Gangsta. Hold tight, y'all.
Go!
Everybody, this is your girl Carla B. I have DJ Nectar here. I'm chatting with me about his the release of his new book, his new autobiography, which is The Perfect Gangsta. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, a number of different things. But what I want to talk about right now, DJ Nectar, is I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you back in, you know, your growing up years before you came to California. Share with us a little bit about your upbringing.
Well, even, I mean, like, I spent most of my life in California. Like, Chicago was pretty much like a blur.
Okay.
I mean, most of my life was spent in California. So, I mean, when I was young, I had a pretty good childhood. I mean, I had both parents in the house, but I was more of a distant child. And I saw a lot of things growing up. I saw my brother get a bullet go through my house, and my brother saved by a beanbag. Like, and I'm a little boy when I see that. like little stuff. I see my friend's sister and her dad die on the same day at a wedding.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen a lot, and that stuff that my parents don't even know about, they probably won't know about until they read this book. And I kept a lot of stuff, and then I started getting bad, and that's when I started getting bad in school, and just my life flipped.
Right. So you grew up in a two-parent household. Your parents tried to do the best that they could for you, but just being a black kid, just growing up in that day and age, just experiencing street life and things like that, right?
Right. And I call it unlucky, as being in the wrong places at the wrong time at a young age. I mean, because even the friends I hung around with at a young age were in happy homes. It's just they were in their pet families were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And when I was in the places that they were in, we both ended up seeing bad things happen. And that changed my life a lot.
Right. You think a lot of things that, a lot of things that happen within certain African-American communities. My question, I guess what I'm trying to really get at is, were you inspired by, inspired as far as trying to get into the music industry by all the bling you saw or by the lyrics you heard in the radios? I know that's a big factor in a lot of urban, communities. They gravitate, young people gravitate to those types of things.
A lot of people do gravitate towards the shiny stuff. To me, it was more of attention. I always loved attention. I started as a break dancer. I used to break dance in middle school and elementary, and I liked the attention. I do see a lot of kids. They like to see the shiny things. But one day I want to be able to tell these kids, after I got robbed, I stopped wearing jewelry. I don't wear jewelry anymore. Like the jewelry, that stuff can go in a minute. Like do something you love because you want to do it, not because you want to purchase something shiny.
Right. All right. So I'm gonna ask you a question, and you can decide to, you can answer it if you want to. But I want you to tell us about I think the press releases I saw recently, it said that you share a full explanation of how Lil Wayne snitched on you. And I know you kind of touched on something. I know you can't really tell what the book, give all the details as far as the book. But can you touch on that a little bit? Because people are instant messaging me and wanting me to ask that question.
Well, it's actually about it's when I was on the road, me and a few of the other roadies, I sold a lot of drugs, mostly pills, and we had a money laundering case. And in that money laundering case, it was they first come to the big dog, and the big dog is Lil Wayne and Cortez Bryant, and all they had to do was be quiet, say nothing, and that's not what they did. And days later, federal agents are at my house.
Okay, all right, and enough. Uh-huh.
And it was mostly from a money laundering case.
Okay. And enough said on that. I want to go ahead and open it up to another caller that's calling. I'm not for sure if they want to say anything or not, but and they're calling from we're going to go ahead and put that one back on mute until my intern is able to screen that call. But just hold tight, you guys. If you guys are dialing into the studio line, we will definitely try to get with you. We've got about 30 more minutes left with DJ Nectar. So tell me this. I know that you toured a lot with some really big name artists in the industry. I want to know how it was working with Jay-Z.
Well, with Jay-Z, it was actually more – I was around Memphis Bleek more. But I mean, Jay-Z, he's a cool guy. He's hard to connect with to be around. Like I wasn't next to him.
Right.
It was mostly around Memphis Bleek, and we toured together.
Okay, and so how did that come about? Was it coming about being in the right place at the right time, or you know that whole tour?
Like with the getting on the tour, it's pretty much I'm good at networking. I pretty much networked myself in that position. I met certain people, and I pretty much talked my way in, and sold myself to their whole situation. And at the time, Bleak took me in, and we all went on the road, and that's how that pretty much happened. I mean, it's actually more detail in the book, but
right,
pretty much how that happened.
Right. So you know this whole big thing. I know you don't know or really know Jay-Z personally, but I want to know your opinion on, even if you have an opinion, when it comes to what some of, not mainstream media, but some of the new media have been depicting as far as Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye West, as far as them being in some kind of cult, you know, Illuminati, all that stuff. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's BS. I think it's the media trying to make news of nothing, of what they can make. I don't know if he believes or doesn't believe or what his religion is,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's like I listen to the man say what he ever. I listen to the man, not what the news says, and I've heard him say different than what the news say. So the news is just a bunch of BS.
Right. So, I mean, what are your opinion on certain entertainers, wearing all, you know, different kinds of demonic symbology? Because to me, in my opinion, when people do that, they seem like they're trying to get some kind of attention or some kind of, stands, from, different outlets and stuff like that. So what's your whole thought process behind them even wearing the demonic symbology and the signage that they, put up in some of the videos and stuff?
I know a lot of people. They say the Kanye West video, the one I forgot the name of the video,
mm-hmm.
or I even go to the Jay-Z onto the next. I think it's onto the next video. A lot of people were criticizing.
Right.
Like I have a sister and she's an artist, and actually like a lot of it's, to me it's art. That's what it is to me. It's art. Me and my sister watched that video 10 million times because it's real good art. I don't really see it as demonic, or I just see it as really good. It's really good art. That's all I see.
Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing your opinion on that. So one of the questions that I have for you is, just being in the industry and, sometimes it could be, a very, wicked industry. And I've seen people, come into the industry and get changed completely.
Right.
What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, money could change. Money could change a lot of people. And, I mean, I don't like to see people change, but it happens. In my life, I just say, hey, if that's what they want to do and they want to change, then that's their choice.
Right. All right. So as far as your resume, one of the interns had to, do research on you so we can be able to pull questions for this show. And your resume is just so full of things that you're not just a DJ. So go ahead and share with the listeners a little bit more, even behind the man.
Well, I do a little rapping. Pretty much, I just call myself an entertainer, pretty much.
Right.
I like to entertain. And whatever audience is in front of me that needs to be entertained, I will do that. And so, I don't really put myself in a box. I just call myself an entertainer.
Okay.
And the name DJ Nectar is pretty much the brand. But I'm an entertainer.
Okay.
I do acting. I do rapping. I do DJing, party hosting. I even do comedy.
Okay. That's what's up. So you're a rapper. So I'm sure we can expect some kind of CD dropping sometime soon, right?
to be honest, I want to put a movie out first.
Okay.
The rapping thing is more of a hobby. I mean, I can do it, but I see it more as a hobby. I don't really put my all into rapping. I really don't.
So, I mean, hey, you said movie, so I can definitely see the perfect gangster coming out to a theater near you.
Yeah, my agent's gonna try and pitch it to Hollywood. My goal is 2012 to see the perfect gangster movie trailer.
Wow, that's what's up. That is what's up. Well, I want to go ahead and give our studio line out again, 718-664-6543. You want to chat with DJ Nectar, ask him some questions about his new book, The Perfect Gangster. Call in now. Take a quick commercial break, pay some bills. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hey, real talk. You need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight, net weight, distribution, shipping, handling, whatever it is, I got it.
From a city where niggas try to straighten crinkles out the game, selling underground singles out the trunk of candy pain. I just want to go where everybody know my name. Always glad I came and I could feel that in my veins. They know me from hustling, I'm about that change. Calculating profits, no losses, all gain. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm flooding the city cause I ain't saying same thing. They on the same block trying to slay the same thing. Let me say the same thing, I don't slang same thing. I'm shoving that thing, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the thing, listen, I'ma leave the stain.
I'm a crank.
I got some people hitting me up on Facebook saying, who is that? Who is that? Yeah, that is Dramaganza. You can actually add her on Facebook, Dramaganza. Anyway, we are back. We have DJ Nectar here. We got about 18 minutes left. Our phone lines are packed. Want to get a couple callers really quickly. First one I'll unmute is going to be DJ Wiggy, he has a question for DJ Nectar. You are live.
What's up, Nectar?
What's up?
Oh, just chilling. I'll just try to get you up to holler at you, man. You stay up and everything. You know, I kind of heard about that Wayne incident and all, but I ain't going to get into it, you know, live and everything. But, you keep your head up and everything, you know, but don't forget Thank about you. Me when you shoot that movie. Don't forget about me. Hit me up. You got my
Well,
that. All right. And that's what's up. What? That's what's up. So, DJ Nectar, I know you mentioned that when we talked a little bit earlier as far as the book, you said that your novel did better than expected. So, you don't have any more copies at this time, or how can people get a copy of the book?
They can order it on the site. They can go to theperfectgangster.com and order it. It's sold out of stores. So, and at this moment, we're actually working on getting more put in stores through our. We just got a new distribution company, and they're going to put more books in the stores for people who don't like to order stuff online, so they can get the books in the store.
Yeah, that's what's up, and definitely, you guys want to check out and definitely support a brother. You know, I'm trying to empower some people with a little bit of his life lessons. So definitely pick that up and support DJ Nectar, theperfectgangster.com. We have Deshaun, or Keyshawn. He was on a little bit earlier. He said that he had another question for you, Nectar. Go ahead, Keyshawn.
Sure.
You're live.
Sorry, what's going on, Nectar?
What's going on?
The question I got for you is, and, you know, I heard you say, you know, about a lot of people in the book, you know, Jay-Z, Juelz Santana, Lil Wayne, and all these guys. My question is, do you think that it's going to be you getting reprimanded for any of these things that you're saying good or bad about these guys? I mean, I know it's your life, and you're telling your life, but do you think, you know, how the hip-hop game is, you know, controversy and stuff like that. Do you think it's going to be a problem, you know, with the release of Lil Wayne now and, you know, saying what you said about it, do you think it's going to be a problem?
I think some people might be mad, but, I mean, I really didn't care. I just wanted to get everything off my chest, and I really didn't care. So, I mean, it probably will. It's going to be I get hatred all the time, and I get new supporters all the time. I mean, so
right.
It's good, it's bad, it's my life, and if you were part of it, then you're probably in the book. And
wow.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say, man, big ups. I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your book, man. Me and my people, we're going to support you 100%, man, and just keep doing what you're doing, man, and be safe.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what's up. I know that you will inspire a lot of people, you know, just buy your book. And I haven't even read it yet, and I plan on picking up a copy. But, you know, I know it will change minds and change lives. So, you know, this may just be this will be a part of your legacy. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a part of your legacy. You want to, at this time, share with our listeners any upcoming things that you're doing? Let the people know where you're going to be at tonight. We're going to wrap it up and go ahead and, share some stuff with them.
Yeah, tonight we got a show. And this is, like, me trying to show also, like, I don't hold grudges against nobody. And people think since I wrote negative about Lil Wayne, like, I don't have a problem with Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne makes great – he makes great music. He's probably one of the top 10 rappers. I just put a part of my life in the book. I got a show with one of his artists tonight. In Redlands, California, Club Revolution, Tiger.
Right. That's what's up. What I want to do right now is definitely, you know, I want to thank you, DJ Nectar, for giving us a portion of your Thursday evening. You got something going on in a minute. But what I want to do really quickly, or I'll see if you want to do it, but I'm looking at your prologue of the book, and just want to share with the listeners a paragraph or two from it. And do you mind if I read that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, this is the prologue, which is also on theperfectgangster.com, but definitely wanted to share it with you guys so you can really, just get a feel of his book and definitely go out and support a brother doing some good stuff, some positive stuff. This is his story. You know, this is his autobiography. Anyway, this is the prologue. The stress is swallowing him whole. Threats against him and his family assault him daily. And even those he once called friends are turning against him. He doesn't want to die necessarily, but doesn't really care if he lives. His own family doesn't even like him. And he wonders how they'd feel if he was gone. He has started with 6 pills a day, then 7, then 8, mixing in an 8 ball of Coke every day. On this day, he doesn't stop at 8. He takes pill after pill, pretending they are Skittles. He stops counting after 15. He slips in and out of reality as memories swirl in and out of his vision like mini tornadoes. He's in the 3rd grade and at a wedding. Bullets begin to fly, and he watches in helpless horror as bodies start to fall. He tries to comfort his best friend and grasps what has just happened, never imagining his friend will soon be gone too. And that's just a tiny excerpt of from The Perfect Gangster. Make sure you go out and you check it out. Check out the website, theperfectgangster.com, and most definitely share it with DJ Nectar. Once again, thanks so much for blessing our listeners with, with your presence on EOTM Radio, and definitely we don't let this be your last on the show, because we would love to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much, DJ Nectar, everybody that called in. Peace and blessings, y'all. Make sure before you exit our radio page, you want to what? You want to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because you're not going to want to miss nothing. So see ya.
Hey, I need to know about some PR. PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selective and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email PR at EOTMradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in DC, which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all the numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Go ahead, work it, baby. Let me see you shake them hips. Can you really drive me crazy? Let me see you lick them lips.
I see it in your eyes when I lick my lips and move it like this. Put your hands up on the thigh. You feel it, child. I know you want it. Baby, let me put it on the floor. Now bring it to the top and stop like, oh.
Dance like that, have you moving your hips and hands like that? What do you mean to put you on my plans like that? I didn't know I had so many fans like that. Don't get excited, you're a little bit creepy. Is it chilly in here? You just real glad to see me. I use tongs when I toss that salad. I'm not playing, bought my season pass for that. Let's step it up too much, is it? I'ma go for your belt like prize boxing. Or play, let's touch your cheese. And when I'm done, you might want to touch your knees. Let's say I'm a little too frisky, a little too kinky, a little too risky. I might wanna dance with Missy. I think she's hotter than Mississippi. I like the way you're throwing it at me. Not too freakish, not too classy. You too tall, don't walk right past me. I don't freeze up when I perform like Cassie.
Okay.
But I ain't doing it all night. Give me 40 minutes, honey, you'll be alright. I can sit in, I don't have to slack. If you don't come when I come, then you come when I come back. Am I good to how wet can you get? Jason and LRR, can you hear me? Am I